Hey, Charlie.
Hey. Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Charlie. Hey, man. Sorry, I had to buckle up. I'm going down the road.
No worries. Sorry, you called me on a different number. Who is this again? I'm sorry.
This is Ramsey. Ram.
Ramsey, how you doing?
Good, man, good. I know you were probably like, this guy's playing games with me. I can't get in touch with him. And I was trying to call you back, and I couldn't get through the system. And I was like, okay, crap, I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry about that. Hold on, let me look up your account really quickly, Ramsey, for you.
All right.
I talk to so many business owners, so if we don't, usually we have it based off of the phone number. So when it came in, I was like, I don't know who this is, but I'll ask.
So it didn't pop up, yeah, with the corresponding person.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. All right, Ramsey, I got you all up here. What can I do for you? Are you ready to rock and roll with this?
Actually, I am. I'm as far as the money, landed a good job.
Nice.
Dude, I'm making probably like $150 a day, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Wow, good job.
And I don't have any time off until Thursday. I don't mean to keep putting you off, but basically Thursday will be the last day I work. And, you know, I'll get paid probably about $1,000 then. So I can definitely, you know, go ahead and pull the trigger on this when I want to.
Thursday afternoon,
maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if that's too far out for you, but I'm be honest with you, when I get home at 3 o'clock, I've got a little bit of a drive from like Asheboro. I don't know if you know where that is, but from where I'm at, it's, you know, about an hour.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, I won't want to do anything then because I'm going to be ten dog tired. I'm going to be stinking and I'm going to have to drive and all that stuff. If you're Friday, I don't have nothing going on. And I know you guys aren't open on Saturday.
Right.
I know that I have plenty of cash. I can probably do the whole Chime thing that we were talking about. Just go up there and put the $200 on it or $300 or whatever it is now, and we can go ahead and get it started.
Yeah. So how it works is that, honestly, I actually have everything set up for you here. I could actually just secure your payment, and then if you want to schedule Thursday or Friday with my onboarding call with my team, that's when that's going to take the longest, because that's where it's going to take 30 to 45 minutes for that call, because they're just going to make sure that they have everything in place to populate you for the first page of Google and getting all your web presence up and ready for you. So for me, I kind of kept it as simple as I already have everything set up for you here. The only thing that I need is to put a card on file for you and then walk you through a voice verification, and then that's pretty much done, and we can schedule an onboarding call for Thursday if you'd like to do that.
Well, actually, Friday.
I
don't say where I'm fresh and I don't have nothing going on.
Okay, yeah, I can schedule that onboarding call for Friday if that's what you want, and my tech team will have everything ready for there.
Now, did it go up in price, or is it still going to be around the $200 range? Or
I'm a man of my word, Ramsey. I told you I'd keep it at $249 for you. So what I did was I kept that price at $249, and that price will not go up with you for the life of you in the service. You will always just pay that flat fee, and that's it.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can go ahead and give you that card, and you can hold it. Let me ask you this though, Charlie. It's kind of the same deal. I just got home, and you know, I'm tired. I'm over stinking.
yeah.
I know that sounds weird, but I'm telling you, I about can't stand myself. So I can give you that card, but how long, like, will you keep me on the phone, or do you just need the numbers and it's a wrap, or?
Yeah, so the only thing is I would just take the card information here. I'm going to send you – I'm just going to take you through a voice verification. This is always what we do for protection for you. So this – I'll be on the phone with you for the next 5 to 10 minutes, and then that's it.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You may hear a bunch of – or nothing for a minute. Let me just kind of put you on hold. I'm going to walk in the house, take all my stuff in the house, and then I can give you about 5-10 minutes, okay?
No problem. Let me I'm going to make some changes here to the date of your profile here, and then just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be right here for you.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Ramsey. Friday is pretty open for him. So, and he is 50 mile radius, commercial residential. Okay. Website.
All right, Charlie, you there?
Yes, I am here, Ramsey.
All right, I am back. So just start with the card number.
First, just for the card itself, is it K&R Restorations, or is it just Ramsey and then your last name, Berlinson?
Oh, you mean on the card itself?
Yes.
Okay, it actually has my name on it. It's Ramsey Berlinson on the card.
Okay, and then is there a middle initial or just first and last?
Just first and last, no. I don't even think they knew my middle.
sometimes they put it. I know my card has it, so it reads a W on there. And then for the card address itself, it's still the same as the 2240 Sullivan Road.
Well, it doesn't, I mean, that's my address, that's the address of the business, but this chime card doesn't have the address on it.
Do you have like a P.O. box that's accounted for the card itself, or does that, like, it has a billing address, you know what I mean?
Hold on, let me. I mean, I don't really know. It doesn't have an address on it. It's got the card number, the expiration, the CVD or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's got my name on it. It's Visa. It's got a chip.
Okay.
I don't know.
The Visa. Okay, let's try it. I'll try the, cause typically when you, get a card, you have to put like, a billing address on the card. Like they'll always ask you that. So with the address we have here, is this your, just your home address or is this your, an office?
Yeah, it's a home address, it's a business address, everything.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. I'm going to hide this on your Google Business profile. So the only thing that's going to show up is the city, state, and zip code. So that way people don't know where you live either. So I just want to make sure that we do that for you. For the card itself, you said it's a Visa. I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
Okay. It is 4217. 8360 1386 9464.
Okay. And then expiration month and year?
11/27.
And then the security code?
593.
Okay. Now, I'm going to set up a security question here for you, Ramsey. So this, Ramsey, give me one sec. Ah, okay, there we go. This is just an added protection for you, so we're just going to make sure that every time we call you, we're always talking to you. So we're going to ask you this security question. You can have one of three of them. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name's fine. That's normally what I go with.
Okay. Easy to remember. Oh, what's your mom's maiden name?
You better remember or you'll get in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And don't tell me your mother's maiden name is mom because that won't work.
Right. No, my mother's maiden name is Ellen.
Ellen. And that's E-L-L-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then, like I said, I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification really quickly. Reason being, it's just an added protection for you. So this will be sent to you with your receipt. It'll be sent with you with your invoice, and this will be for your records. If you guys want to do the tax write-off, this is everything you need is in here as well. Okay, it's also an outline. So if you want to ask me a question, you can just stop me and then I'll clarify for you. Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
K&R Restoration.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Ramsey Burleson, owner and operator.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company, correct?
Yes.
And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Perfect. Perfect. Ramsey, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors. Unrelated to Local Splash, you will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us. Now, we're not going to bombard you, but we are going to send you some updates on your Google Business profile and also to the Facebook as well.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, you do agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, your payment for initial term and account setup, which I waived the account setup and kept it where we said last time, will be charged today. which is January 16th, in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment.
Charlie, hold on, buddy.
Yep.
So it's going to try to draw from that card today?
Yes, it would.
I mean, and that's fine. I can, you know, but I've got to, that's what I was telling you. We may have to do all this stuff Friday because I've got the whole day off, and I know that's going to set your timeline back, and I apologize for that. But I've got to go up to, Walmart and put the money on the card, which, like I said, I'm dead dog tired.
It's gotcha.
It's hard for me, you know, to go up there after I work. Because literally the guy, we don't get breaks or nothing. So
right.
I've been literally working for 8 hours straight. No.
You're your own business, right?
Yeah,
my dad has his own business. I know what you mean. Okay. I'm not going to be in the office.
But I've got the cash. I just want to let you know, I've literally, it was so destitute when you called me before, so I've definitely got the cash. I just got to go up there and put it on there.
Okay. I'm going to be out on Friday. Do you want to do it Thursday, or do you want to maybe schedule an appointment on Monday for us to do that?
He could have me working Monday again. I don't know. Let's see. I'm trying to think. I definitely want to go ahead and do this because I've got the money and I want to go ahead and do it. And, you know, you've been nice enough to keep in contact with me. I wish
I
had a schedule.
If you maybe want to run to like Walmart on, like, I'm just saying, like, just trying to, you know, help you out here. If you want to run there on Thursday, you maybe have like an extra few, like an hour or so, you want to run there, put the money in there, and then we can set everything up. I will still have my tech team reach out to you on Friday. That way they can still do that. And then we can go from there.
You're a couple of hours behind me, aren't you?
Yes. So you're East Coast, we are West Coast. So we close 7 p.m. your time.
Okay. I can do that. I'll be honest with you, I don't want to because I'm going to be tired, but I'm going to. Because the last thing I want to do is stand in a line at freaking Walmart. You know what I mean? But hey,
it's nothing for
nothing. You know, I gotta man up and make it happen. So yeah, I can do that. Just go by there Thursday. Since it's so hard, I mean, I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but since it was so hard for me, because I can't figure crap out, to get a hold of you, you know, with all the technology and everything, can you call me at, 5 o'clock my time would be what, like 3 o'clock your time?
It would be 2 o'clock our time, actually.
Wait a minute. You said you were West Coast, right?
Yeah, you're 3 hours ahead, aren't you, in the East Coast?
Well, you're 3 hours behind me.
Yeah.
So if it's 2 o'clock here, it's going to be, what, like 1 o'clock there, right?
If it's 4 o'clock your time, it'll be 1 o'clock our time. If it's 5 o'clock your time, it'll be 2 o'clock our time.
Right,
so like,
that's right.
Like right now it's 1:09.
Oh, okay. Alright. So I'll be home, so that'll be, I did have it backwards. You're correct.
it's okay. It's been a long day for you. I understand.
Dude, I'm telling you, it really has. That's why I don't even want to do this mess when I'm like this, because I'm just so drained. But, call me like, 1 o'clock, your time, which would be 5 o'clock my time, which would, I get out at 3, just kind of give you the timeline here. I get out at 3, so even if people are dragging their feet and there's, you know, a line of people in Walmart, I should definitely be able to get that money in there and get it, get back here, you know, for your call by 1 o'clock your time. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'll call you at 5 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday, and then from there we'll I'll see if you have everything settled with, you know, putting the money in there. And then we'll go from there, schedule everything out, and then book your call for Friday for my onboarding team to call you so that way they can get the ball rolling for you, okay?
Okay. And let me ask you this.
Sure.
Just a shot in the dark here. There is actually money on the car, just not the $250. So this is not my first rodeo, and I know you guys are a little different than everybody else, but normally if there's $5 or $10 or, you know, $20 even on there or whatever, it will still process. Is that not the way it works with you guys? Just thinking out loud here.
I'm not too sure, but that would put your account in negative. So if you have something that really just goes depending on your bank, right? So, let's just say you have $50 there and you have, let's say, a threshold of $300 where, you know, you can go minus 300. And then if you're going to put that money back in at the end of the week or whatever it is for you, it just depends on the bank and the person, how they set that up with the bank. So for us, I'm not too sure if it would go through or not. I mean, I can try it if you would like, and then we can secure it there, and you can always run to the bank later. But that's if you would like for me to go ahead and try it. If it doesn't go through, all it will say on my end is insufficient funds, and it'll basically decline the car.
Well, you know, like I say, it was just a thought of mine. I didn't know if, you know, it would work or whatever.
I can try it if you want.
Yeah, either way. I mean, you got the numbers, so you just let me know.
Okay, you want me to try it right now?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just finish this voice verification, and then that way I can give you all the details, and then we'll try to do it right now. So I did leave off here when it said when the second payment is complete, will automatically renew each month on the 16th of the amount of the $249. So that's a recurring payment. Now, I will say, Ramsey, if at any chance you want to discontinue your agreement at any time, contact client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent the charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next month is due, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you agree to these terms, renewal and cancellation terms, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's see if this will work here. If it goes through, then it goes through and we can schedule everything. So let's see. Okay. So I got the $249 all set up. I'm going to try it here. Provided billing information. Okay. What was that card again? For some reason, it didn't save it. Can you read the number off to me again?
Yeah,
I'm sorry for this, Ramsey.
No, that's fine. We're kind of all over the place, so it's okay. I understand. You're dealing with me, so the whole number again?
Yes. Sorry about that.
That's fine. It's 4217-8360.
Mm-hmm.
1386-9464.
Okay. And then the expiration was it 11?
11/27. Yeah.
Okay. And then what was that security code?
CRV or whatever it is, 593.
593. Okay. So now I'm going to hit update. Okay. That was weird that it did that. Okay. Perfect. Let's see. Yeah, no, it didn't go through.
Yeah, I was thinking it was a long shot anyway.
Yeah.
So.
That's okay. What else, like I said, what I'll do, though, is I'll call you Thursday around 5 o'clock your time, and then we'll go. You'll have the funds in there, and then we'll be able to. Literally, all I'll do is, all I'm going to do is I'm just going to hit for the pay. Then I'm going to book your onboarding call, and it probably take less than 5 minutes at that point because I already read the voice verification and have everything set up for you, okay?
Okay. And let me ask you this, Charlie. I know you told me this, but I'm just trying to kind of refresh my memory here.
Sure.
So it will be 2 to 3 weeks, maybe even a month, before I start getting calls about work?
Yeah, not to say you won't receive calls in the first month, but it takes 30 to 45 days to get on that first page of Google. So that's why we pair that up with the retargeting campaign through Facebook. So we're able to get in front of your customers within 7 to 14 days. That's very quick when we're able to get that.
That's when it'll be at its peak. That's when it'll be, you know,
that's when you should start getting maximal results. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. It's a little bit of a process at first, but once it's rolling, it's people are able to find you on that first page and then just contact you directly.
Okay.
Definitely. All right. Well, awesome. I have everything here, Ramsey. I'm glad to hear from you. I was like, well, I don't know what happened to him, but I'm glad you're doing well, though, because I know. I'm glad you're doing well, because I know when we last talked, you were, you know, you were coming up with, you know, jobs, and I'm glad that you've kind of found your groove. Hopefully, you know, this week is good as well, but we can just steamroll this into 2024 being one of the best years you've ever had, okay?
Absolutely. That is where I'm at, 100%.
Awesome. So I have everything here, Ramsey. I'll call you on Thursday. Be safe, and then try to stay warm. I know there's a storm, like winter storm coming through the U.S. right now, so stay safe.
We're looking at 15 degrees tonight, 15 degrees.
Wow. Yeah, my cousins live in San Antonio. Same thing, 15 degrees in Texas. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we got that wind chill, so it's going to be lovely, most definitely.
Stay inside.
Right.
All right, Ramsey. Well, I appreciate you reaching back out to me. I'll contact you on Thursday, and then we'll get everything set up for you, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Thanks so much, Charlie.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.